Trinadapi Sunichena Taradivasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Harinama 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 Ibikibalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Sri Govinda Lilamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. This is from the section known as the Morning Pastimes. This is the first of three parts describing Radha Kund. Yearning to meet his beloved Radharani, Lord Hari walked a little distance. He turned from the path and arrived at his favorite place, Radha Kund. Filled with many jeweled staircases and its four corners studded with jewels, Radha Kund appeared very beautiful. In the four corners were pavilions studded with glistening jewels. Around the pavilions were jeweled mosaic floors and courtyards. Around each pavilion were four wonderfully colorful swings decorated with various fragrant flowers and suspended from the branches of trees. In the south was a swing suspended from two champaka trees. In the east was a swing suspended from two kadamba trees. In the north was a swing suspended from two mango trees. In the west was a swing suspended from two bakula trees. In the east by southeast corner, the grove of trees came right up to the water, and a little north of that place was a wonderfully colorful bridge suspended from pillars. The water of the lake was of varying depth, sometimes as deep as one's neck or chest, belly, navel, hips, thighs, or knees. The groves of trees on the shore were of varying shapes. Some were six-sided, seven-sided, eight-sided, or circular. The temperature was always pleasant, the winters being warm and the summers cool. In all directions, there were staircases studded with various jewels. The water, which vanquished all thirst for its drinkers, was decorated with waves that glistened as if there were many jewels. In the middle of the water was a great assembly of waterfowl. The shore was decorated with many courtyards. That is where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna enjoyed many joking pastimes in the company of their associates. There were many wonderfully colorful broad mosaic floors, and in all directions there were many trees, blossoming with many large flowers and fruits, and the trees were embraced by many flowering creepers. In the four corners of Radha Kund, there were gardens of Madhavi creepers, surrounded by groves of Banira, Keshara, and Ashoka trees. Around these were large groves where various gopis, and beyond them were groves of plantain trees. They provided nice transcendental fruits and cooling shade. Beyond that were gardens and forests bearing flower trees. In the middle of Radhakund's water was a glistening bridge leading to a jeweled palace. In those gardens were many goddesses of fortune and hundreds of maid servants. They were engaged by Vrinda Devi in collecting various fruits and flowers, and also in rendering various services in pleasant cottages here and there in the forest. There was no excess of heat or cold, and only the good qualities of spring and all the other seasons were present in those groves of Radhakund. Vrinda Devi personally arranged that all the paths, courtyards, and buildings were regularly sprinkled with scented water. The gates and roofs decorated with many flags, and the forest groves, paths, swings, courtyards, and palaces were all wonderfully decorated with colorful flowers. In those groves were many beautiful pastime cottages. In those cottages were many couches, fashioned of various flowers, flower stems, lotus petals, and generous cushions. In those cottages were goblets of sweet nectar, betel nuts, water, and other refreshments. In Radhakund, there were many lotus flowers, such as Kathlara, Raktatpala, Pundarik, Pankarehu, Indivara, and Kairava. The honey and pollen falling from these flowers made the entire pond very fragrant. Radhakund was filled with the pleasant cooing of swans, cranes, datuhas, mudgoos, cuckoos, and other birds, as well as the varatas, lakshmanas, and other species of geese. Radhakund was also filled with the charming nectarian poems that the jubilant male and female parrots recited. These parrots recited the pastimes describing Lord Krishna. The peacocks became maddened with ecstatic love when they saw the beautiful form of Lord Krishna, as splendid as a rain cloud. These ecstatic peacocks coo and dance in the gardens and courtyards of Radhakund. When the Haritas, Paravatas, Chatakas, and other wonderfully colored birds see the form of Lord Krishna, they become full of transcendental bliss. These birds filled the forest of Radhakund with a charming sound like nectar for the ears. The Chakora birds in Radhakund's sky revile the feeble beauty of the moon. Instead, the Chakora birds prefer to drink the nectarian moonlight of Lord Krishna's face, which is worshipped by billions of the best full moons. The groves around Radhakund were filled with bending trees and creepers, bearing many new sprouts, buds, blossomed flowers, as well as ripe and unripe fruits. Radhakund was in the middle of a district of many lakes. It was filled with the splendor of many different kinds of lotus flowers. Its shore and water were the place of Lord Hari's transcendental pastimes. Its numberless transcendental virtues eclipsed even the wonder of the milk ocean in the planet of Shwetadweep. Next to Radhakund is a similar lake named Shyamakund, which was created by the touch of Lord Krishna's lotus foot. Around Radhakund are eight groves named after the eight principal gopis. These gopis lovingly created these groves with great effort, just to please the divine couple, and just for facilitating their pastimes. Many gardens and a tree-lined path mark the boundary of the Radhakund area. The narrow lanes in the Radhakund area were made of pure crystal-studded sapphires. They appeared like creeks with diminutive rivers. The jewels in these lanes reflect the nearby jeweled walls. These walls have many doors leading to pleasant gardens which appear to be in another world. So that was part one of the definitive description of Radhakund. And next week we will do part two. So that is the end of our webcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. We do this every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Hope you can join us. We start at 5 o'clock, and I hope to see you next week.